It just looks like he's wearing a black diaper, which is very strange.
You've got plenty of bad takes.
All right. I am the home run king. But don't come at me like you're the home run king. All right? That's me. I'm the home run king.
Eight sets of nards.
I agree. I approve. Great job finding your nads. Kick your wife off the lawn. The jerk-off show. Macroman watched that show where they're jerking people off all the time. Get her off the lawn before you're buried in it, buddy.
What's the best mustache in history?
Yeah, that's Selleck's stash, man. That was powerful. You know, Johnny B. Badd had a pretty solid stash, too.
Yeah, Rodney the Piper!
Ricky the Mid-Carter Steamboat, I'm with you. Ricky the Dragging the Audience Down Steamboat.
That's nice.
In association with the Shining Wizards Network, Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast presents Rogue Day Tots, episode 103. I am Handsome Kevin, and I'm with the Lover Boy, the Puka Pimp, the Ginger Bear. Ginger Bear. He's my island boy. Tropic Al. How are you feeling today, Tropic Al?
Well, we took OG fishing for the first time this morning.
Okay.
It was an adventure. He had a blast.
Good.
It worked out really nice because legit, and I know fishing stories are made up. He caught a bluegill that was maybe like 5 inches long. But he cast out with a cricket on there, casts out, and not 2 seconds, he's got a bite and reels in his first fish. Like, it was just, we were still baiting hooks and everything. Like, oh, crap. Like, reel it in, boy.
Now, and time. Anybody that knows me knows that I'm not much of an outdoorsman. When you say two questions came to mind, right?
Right, right.
A bluegill that's 5 inches. Is that a big bluegill or is that a small bluegill? No. Okay. Okay, small.
I mean, they're typically a smaller fish.
Okay.
But like, this is kind of an adolescent.
Gotcha.
Bluegill. Like, it's,
do you eat bluegill?
Yes. You can. So the smaller bluegill that we were catching today, because they're trying to build up the crappie stock in this, they're like, just keep all the bluegill. So they're going to cut them up for bait for bigger fish.
Okay.
On the next fishing trip.
And when you said cricket, yes. Do you actually mean the insect, a cricket?
Yes, a live insect. I shoved a hook in it and threw it out there to catch a fish.
Yeah, see, I couldn't do that. That's not me, Tropical.
We were also fishing with minnows, which were live fish in a bucket and everything. Catch a live fish and put it on a hook and throw it out there.
Yeah, couldn't do it.
Crappies love that.
Couldn't do it, man. I couldn't do it. I just don't have it in me, man. I don't like to kill stuff. Here you are using killing stuff to kill stuff, man. That's something else. That's wild stuff. But hey, I'm. You guys had a good time. I'm glad to hear that you had a good time.
Oh yeah, his grandfather got to take him, and Cassie's brother Adam. Like, they've been wanting to. And Mr. Wade, which is one of Donnie's best friends, but he's the one that has us access to this particular pond. And so it was just a good time. He had a ball. He was like, taking the fish, like when we catch a crappie that wasn't big enough to keep, he wanted to be the one to get to put it back in the water.
Nice, nice.
To catch and release. So,
let me ask you this. Is Adam dressing regular yet?
You have to ask this.
I have to, Tropical. Man, I'm invested. No. This was what, 20 episodes ago, something like that, 30 episodes ago? We discussed. He's got to work on it. Has he been working on it? Has he listened?
So he's trying to change his gimmick a little bit because he's about to transfer down to Auburn to finish his degree.
Yeah, that's where this first came up. You had taken him down to Auburn there. Yeah.
Yeah, he's still like rocking the boots. I mean, I wore boots today because there was weedy parts of this, like jeans and like my muck boots, just in case I had to step down into the muddy areas and stuff like that to get something for Owen.
Gotcha. But,
no, he's still fake cowboying it up. Just
jeez.
He's got a crappy mustache now, too. That's the thing that's...
Okay, he added a mustache.
Yeah, yeah.
Bad look.
He's like walking Axe body spray.
Yeah, bad look. Bad look. Just the mustache is not a good look for anybody, Tropical. I think there's probably one guy in the history of the world, maybe, that can pull it off.
There's several, but there's an age cliff, and we are younger than that age cliff that can rock just a straight mustache, no questions asked. You had to be able to grow the mustache in the 80s. I'll give you to like 92. If you could grow this, you can rock one.
Okay.
But other than that, you know.
You got to have a real solid jawline, prominent chin. You know what I mean? For it to even look somewhat like it should be there. But overall, I'm just going to say no. Don't do just a stash. Right? Not with this fake cowboy gimmick that he's running. Like just do some tweaks, man. Just do some tweaks, Adam. I'm pulling for you, buddy. Mustache, man. I don't like that, Tropical. When I don't like it, you know what I do with that? Kick it right off my lawn. Start out right there. Mustaches, Adam, work on it. You're off my lawn for now. You can come back, man. You can be welcome back, but you got to work on that look, and that look is definitely not adding a mustache. All right? That's going to be an addition by subtraction. Get rid of that mustache. Guys just wearing the mustache altogether right now. For whatever reason, mustaches, mullets, they came back like it's something. It's nothing. Get rid of it. Those type of things get off my lawn, Tropical. But I want to know is what can get off your lawn?
Well, see, and that's the thing. If you can grow a mustache, a full-figured one,
yeah,
you can grow a mustache, Kevin. Like as far as you have the facial. I can grow a mustache.
Yes, you can. Yeah.
His is not good.
Oh, no. It's not even a solid stash.
Yeah. Oh, what is that crap on your face? Like?
Oh, boy.
But anyway.
Yeah. We gotta get into this, man. Enough about Adam and a stash. You got to work on that, man. You got to exercise the demons, Tropical.
So, got a few. Okay. Not super heavy. Got a few. Yeah. And we've got some anonymous ones to read. Not an excessive amount, but a handful.
So you're saying some of our listeners found their nuts?
Yeah.
Well, we'll air ours, and then we'll dig into those ones, because I'm excited for that.
Again, it's not 5,000. We're not going to make that the special episode or anything. But Adam graduated from, I guess, the community college thing, Calhoun, with his associates. So they had that. Yeah. The parking situation downtown in Huntsville can get right off my lawn. They're doing so much construction work there around the VBC area. You know, that's the big event center, and they had it all in the VBC because it was like 8,000 people apparently graduating Calhoun.
That's quite a few.
No, it was not that many, but it was a lot.
Gotcha.
It was close. It wasn't the same number that I graduated when I graduated UAH. To UAH, it was bachelor's degrees, master's degrees, and doctoral students all.
Wow. Gotcha.
Same graduation. Like, it was a healthy number.
Yeah.
But he graduated. You know, they had the whole ceremony, so we go over there to get parked. And the flag people that don't know what they're doing, the construction people that are setting cones up, like, you know, in the basically in your lane where you're having to drive on the side of the street. And then you got parts of the sidewalks closed off, so people are having to walk on the street. So you're just basically trying to avoid people on the side as you're trying to get to a parking garage.
Doesn't sound like they thought this out.
It's never that well thought out around here.
Well, and let me ask you this, Tropical, because in Minnesota, we usually say there's two seasons, winter and construction.
Yeah.
Because they got to jam pack a lot of construction in when they can.
Right.
Do you hit a lot of construction? Because I would think with just given the, you know, the climate there as opposed to the climate here, I would think they'd have a lot more time.
So they want to avoid the summer, where you guys want to avoid the winter.
Well, it's not what we want to avoid. We have to avoid.
Yeah.
we can't do construction then.
So. But I know my brother, there's certain days in the summer that the asphalt between the mixers and everything, like it's not setting, you know, to that point here.
Okay.
So it's one of those things that they're trying to do as much as they can. And I know they got some big things like planned in the fall, and they want to get these upgrades done by the next, like, you know, theater season, hockey season, like the concerts that come in the fall and all these things. Mm-hmm. They're trying to improve downtown, give it a renovation. And also the city's just growing exponentially. Yeah. It's madness. Buddy, I got to calm myself with this.
All right, calm down.
I'll get a doctor's note, people. So okay. If you're at work and it's like, well, we're going to have to do this. And, oh, I'll get a doctor's note. I'm not doing that.
For what?
Without going into too much detail of what's going on at work.
Just
we've had something that's kind of a hiccup in the system. It's like, hey, for the time being, we've got to do it this way, which is more extraneous and bigger pain in the butt. Well, when they're discussing it of, you know, hey, what's got to be done, individuals would say, I'm just going to get a doctor's note. Like, I'm not doing that. That's not my job.
That's so weird to me.
Any kind of tie into that's not my job.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take well to that. I just, you know, we all at work, I'll say this, we try to instill a team mentality of, hey, we're all stuck in this crap together.
Right.
You know, we're going to suck it up and do this.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's been several instances where I know people in the past, you know, it's just basically, that's not my job.
I hate that, Tropico. I'm with you. And one of the things I always think, like, when you're at work, it's not your time anymore.
Yeah.
Your job is to better wherever you're working. They're paying you for your time. Your job is what your boss tells you your job is. And that's, I mean, that's top to bottom, man. Like, when I was upper management, big box retail, I was inside of a truck, throwing a truck numerous times in my wingtips, rolling up my sleeves, because that's what needed to be done. Now, would you say that's upper management's job to get inside of a truck and throw it? No. But you know what? Given the situation, that was my job. That's what needed to be done. The company is paying me to be there to make the place better. The company, it's not your time anymore. It's not, it is not your job. Now, I could see, Tropico, I could see if we're talking about, like, I don't know, an entry level person working on something that is not entry level. Right. That situation. Sure. That is not their job. I'm not talking about, like, you're not going to take and pull somebody, I mean, from cafeteria work to go check on trucks. Right. Because, right, that is not their job, but that should never be the situation. You know what I mean?
Well, like, and that's the thing is that I'm just going to get on a mini rant here because the next one kind of ties into it. These young people that we've hired at work, and I say this as, you know, a 41-year-old bitter man, apparently, you know, just too old to, but the mentality and the entitlement of these kids that are coming into the workforce today, I just, oh my gosh, man, like the level of, oh, I'm going to get that. Oh, I need this. I'm too busy. I was like, I asked one of them the other day because he was like, well, I don't really need to take a program because I've got this, 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 and this coming. I was like, what do you have active right now?
Right.
And he just looked at me. I was like, oh, okay. I said, you know, I was like, how old are you? I'm just curious. Because at 25, I basically had all the arms programs at our division but two.
Gotcha.
And was working 30 plus hours of overtime every week.
Yeah.
Like, busting my hump, just trying to, because I was like, it's just easier if I'm here to get it done.
Yep.
And it wasn't a, oh, woe is me, that added something else on to me. It's like, yes, boss, whatever you need, you know, I'll.
Yep.
You know, he was, which at the time I had a boss, and we have a boss now that's very much a, hey, I'm drowning here. Can you help me out? you know, if you got in too deep to where it's like, I can't fully support this, you know, accomplish everything that I need to do, I need help. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have that now, but there's so many of these, and that's what one of the guys at work read an article. He's like, this Gen Z group of trying to gaslight people that they're just too busy. It's efficiency. Just too busy. And half the time, there's a group of them that all they do is sit in each other's office and are goofing off all day. And I'm like, yeah, right. Busy.
Not busy, busy at all. Not busy. letting their work stack up, Tropical. That's what's happening. And they look at it and go, man, I'm busy. I got all this work to do. Just do it. Just do it. Just do your damn job. Just, there's work to be done. Do your work. Because you know what? It feels really good. It feels really good to actually check all the boxes off and clear the plate and go, you know what? Got everything done I needed to do today. That's a good effing feeling. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and I see it too, Tropical, where it's just like, you're not busy. You're just not using your time effectively and efficiently. You know what I mean? Like, you're not working. That's why you feel like you're busy, because all your stuff's piling up on top of each other. Just start working and you'll be fine. Man, I'm with you, Tropical. I'm with you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's mine until we get to the fun.
Okay.
I didn't write a whole novel on you from the in your house stuff.
Oh, right. Because
I was listening to it while I was driving.
Yeah.
And so that was,
hey man, I had
it was a great show though.
I was gonna say, that was a great episode. I didn't have any bad takes. That was
you've got plenty of bad takes, but
no we'll bad takes.
It was King of the Ring episode.
It was a fantastic episode. Actually, I Duke and I had a lot of fun recording that episode. All right, Tropical. I got one, man, and it's really kind of sitting a little uneasy with me. So I've had a little bit of a health situation here recently. They're diving through, getting it all situated, figured out. I'm working on getting my hands on this medical device that they need me to have. And I get in touch with this company, right? They call me, one of the doctors I'm working with contacts this medical company to contact me to get me set up. So I talk with her and I explain to the lady. I was like, yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm kind of looking around. I said, I've been in touch with some other places as well. But we'll circle back. We'll figure it out. And I said, I'm just trying to get everything together. Don't have insurance. So I want to make sure I'm making the smartest decision as far as that goes. So I got a phone with her. I call my wife. I said, this is, you know, I just talked to them. They said they do this. I've got to go in there for an appointment and all that kind of stuff. And they can get me set up for this. You know, this is what the cost is going to be. I call back to this medical company. And I said, hey, I just got off the phone. With the gal. I said, I'm sorry, I forgot to write her name down. It was no more than maybe 10 minutes ago. I said, I'm hoping that maybe you can connect me with her again. And she goes, well, who are you talking to? Again, sorry, I didn't write the gal's name down. She had all my information. That probably help. It might be in the notes, right? Because I'm sure she made notes in the system, because we talked for a little bit there. If you could just connect me with her, she was super nice. She was fantastic. I'd love to speak with her again. Mm-hmm. The lady that I'm talking goes to, you don't know who you were talking to? We're not doing this, all right? We're not doing... I've already said twice, no, I don't know who the hell called me. Why are you asking me a third time? If I could reach through this phone and just give you one smooth one right to the jaw, I'd be happy to, because you're making this more difficult than it needs to be. What type of a weird game are we playing where I go, hey, sorry, didn't write the gal's name down. Could you connect me with her? It's probably in the notes. I'm in the system. Why is it? Why don't you just go type, 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 type? Oh, yes, I see that. You were talking with, and you know what happened, Tropical? She started typing, and she goes, well, I see here in the notes, Danielle put, oh, you see in the notes that Danielle made notes. Perhaps it was Danielle that I was talking to. And this lady was not pleasant whatsoever, Tropic Al. And then she proceeds to read the notes that Danielle made to me. I don't need the notes that Danielle made. I need to talk to Danielle. Yeah. I know the notes. I'm the one that was talking to her. And she goes, well, and Danielle says that you guys talked a little bit and you were kind of looking around. Yeah, I know. I know. I was on the phone. I was an active participant in the conversation with Danielle. Could you just please transfer me? Or you know what? Just give me her extension and I'll effing hang up right now and I'll call back and I'll just talk to her because you suck. Boy, she was not having a good day. Whoever that broad was, Tropical. I was not happy with her whatsoever. So I was like, you know, get off the phone with her. I said, just, you know what? Just let's just do this. If she's not available, just go ahead and let her know I called and she can call me back. She doesn't call me back, Tropical. It's about a week later. I decide, you know what? I haven't heard from Danielle. I'm going to go ahead and call. Because part of me thinks that the not so pleasant broad that answered the phone, maybe she doesn't take notes, Tropical. Maybe she goes, this is Danielle's thing. I don't care. That's the kind of vibe I got from her. So I called them up. And you know what I got, Tropical, when I called them up? A voicemail. How do you get, you're a medical company. How do you get to just a voicemail? No callback, no transfer, nothing. Just a, you've reached us, leave a message. Tropical, I don't know if this is the type of medical company I want to be dealing with, man. And I need this equipment.
Right? Yes.
This is medical stuff, man. I don't get it, Tropical. Why would you make it harder? Why would you make it harder for somebody when you have the information sitting in front of you? Is it a power play, Al? Is that what was going on there? She needed to feel like she was the boss. She doesn't like Danielle, right? Maybe Danielle brings in a stinky lunch every now and again, and she doesn't care for that. What's the situation I'm dealing with, Tropical?
I mean, there are certain people built for customer service and ones that are not. And unfortunately, we deal with the ones that are not. It's the same way with any service industry.
Yeah. Yeah.
These days, there are certain people that are tremendous. And like the young lady that cuts OG's hair,
mm-hmm.
She left the place that she was cutting the hair. Like she discreetly kind of told me on the side when we got it cut the day before his birthday party. Hey, I just want you to know I'm leaving here. You or your wife add me on Facebook. Like I will let you know like where I go. Like I'm still going to be cutting hair. I'm leaving. I'm getting out of this place.
Right. Yep.
Hey, no problem. Like tremendous. We went there one time and we couldn't get Miss Ashlyn and had another lady and just terrible. Like you should not be cutting children's hair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all you're doing is complaining. It was like, yeah, kids are going to move.
Right.
Like, especially small ones. Like OG has a thing, it's not like a sensory overload, but the noise and everything, he got the tubes in his ears. And ever since then, he's a little more sound sensitive.
Okay.
Like louder noises and then like that vibration around his ears, he'll just like cringe up.
Mm-hmm.
And the one lady, you know, that when we went, not Ashlyn, was like getting upset. Like he's got to hold still. He's got to hold, like, you know, it's like he's at the time, I think, two. It's like, calm down, lady.
But yeah. Oh man, I'm gonna add one more topic on I thought about. So you know my favorite place, right? I go there once, twice a week, right? Pretty much every Friday night, I go to my favorite Mexican joint. Or I love them there; they love me there. They're fantastic. And I went there last night, and they were busy, Tropical. They were packed. There was a line, and we get there, and they said, you know. My wife went up to like their hostess lady and said, you know, we had an extra last night. And they say, I'll be about 20 minutes. We said, no problem. We'll hang out. So we're hanging out. While we're hanging out, there's a couple spots open at the bar. One of my favorite servers there waved us over. He had made two mojitos, ready to go. Me and Molly, while we wait, you guys have a mojito, right? Fantastic. Love it. Just they just take such damn good care of us. So I sat down. Molly grabbed her mojito and was talking with her friend. I sat down at the bar and I started talking with a lady. And when she started talking, she goes, I look over and you just sit down and they have two mojitos for you. How do you rate here? And I said, well, here, I rate pretty damn high. She goes, well, I come here usually once a week. And I said, do you? I said, yeah. Me too. And she goes, well, I've been coming here for about the last 4 months. Oh, lady. Have you? Have you been coming here once a week for the last 4 months? Because you got some catch up to do, toots. All right. You don't touch my Rancho Loco intake. All right. So don't you try and be this elitist Rancho Loco customer. All right. When there's only one and it's me. Well, and my wife. But
you went 4 times last week.
Yeah, you damn right I did. All right, it's my favorite spot. I would go if we lived right next to the place. It's like a 25-minute, half-hour drive. If we lived right next to the place, it might be a daily thing for me. I love Rancho Loco. The food, and the service, right? The service plays a huge element into my love of this restaurant. Love the staff there. They treat us so well. But for her to be like, well, I've been coming here. And I was like, yeah, have you? And I told her, I said, yeah, I come here at least once a week. I said, actually, I was here Thursday, I was here Saturday, I was here Sunday. And then she kind of looked at me, I was like, yeah, that's about the last, 4 years. And she kind of, you know what I mean? Locked it up there, Tropical, after that. Just locked it up a little bit. So I was going, and, you know, and then I had to think about it. I was like, boy, do I have to kick myself off the lawn?
No,
am I being elitist?
don't get in the ring with Johnny Bones Jones when you're a featherweight, all right?
Right. And when you're talking about Rancho Loco, man, I am the Johnny Bones Jones of Rancho Loco. Love that place. But I tell you what, too, and I'm just, you know, this isn't a get off my lawn. I'm just going to pump them up a little bit more. So we were there. We had dinner. We had one of Molly's friends came with us last night out to eat. And they decided they wanted dessert. And I don't want dessert, right? I'm not into dessert. That's not what I'm getting right now. I'm trimming down, right? I'm working real hard, so I'm not dessert man. And we're looking around, and Molly's like, yeah, we're going to get the tres leches. And I said, okay. She goes, do you want anything? I said, yeah, shrimp. And Molly says, what? I said, yeah. I'm going to get some shrimp. So the server comes back. His name's Jose, and Jose comes back, and he's like, dessert? Because we never get dessert, right? We get what we get, right? We get, and we move on with our day.
Yeah, he had already tallied up the bill.
Oh, yeah. He knows what he's doing. And Molly orders the tres leches. And he goes, and you? And I said, I'm thinking shrimp. And the look that I got from him, because I've never ordered meat there. You know what I mean? Never ordered meat. And he kind of gave me this questioning look, and he goes, shrimp? And I said, yeah. Could I just get a couple shrimp? And he looks back at me and goes, how many do you want? And I said, six. And he goes, six. He goes, Chipotle? And I said, that would be great. He goes, okay. They just figured, you can't go on the menu and find six Chipotle shrimp, Tropical. They don't serve six shrimp.
No.
But for me, all right, for the Johnny Bones Jones Rancho Loco, you know what they do? Six Chipotle shrimp, man. It was fantastic.
You're going to take that and run with it, aren't you?
Johnny Bones. Oh, yeah. I love it, Tropical. It is absolutely my favorite place, man. But that, I don't know if I was supposed to kick that lady off my leg. All she was doing was trying to be like, hey, I come here all, you know what I mean? Like, she was trying to be, I'm a patron. I'm a regular.
And it's one of those that it was more crowded potentially than usual. And just making the small talk. But I'm a regular. How did you get your drink so fast? That's just making that small talk. Didn't know she was sitting with the owner.
It was funny too, Tropical, because she was sitting by herself and there was two seats open next to her. And Jose was behind the bar and he picked up a mojito. He picked up one mojito and he pointed to me and he waved me over. And I walked over and I sat down and he just slid it across to me. And then the next one came up and he set it down. Oh, I love it. I love it, Tropical. It's my favorite place. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I kick her off the lawn, kick myself off the lawn. Maybe nobody needs to get removed from the lawn. I'm not sure, Tropical.
I think you just wanted to brag that you're the Johnny Bones Jones of Rancho Loco. That's the...
Yeah, yeah.
That's really...
Well, and part of it, Tropical, when she was like, oh, I come here once a week for 4 months, right? Part of it is like, okay, that's great, right? You come here once a week for 4 months. All right. I am the home run king. And you've hit 20. All right. So don't come at me like you're the home run king, right? That's me. I'm the home run king. All right, Tropical.
You and you're Rancho like... Loco is like OG and Slim Chickens right now.
Okay.
On his birthday, he wanted to, like, we picked him up from school and said, hey, Owen, where do you want to go eat dinner tonight? Just let him pick. And he'll say he wants chicken, bread, french fries, and tea, which is at Slim Chickens. Like, that's
okay.
The plate he gets has those things.
Yeah.
The next night, Cassie goes to dinner with her dad. So it's me and OG. I don't feel like, just after work and all that stuff and all the meetings and stuff, I didn't feel like working the kitchen. Where do you want to go eat, buddy? Chicken, bread, french fries, and tea. You know what we ate for lunch today?
Chicken, bread, french fries, and tea?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I love it, man. I love it. The tough part is, too, is like I've gotten to the point now where like if I go somewhere else to eat, I feel like I'm cheating on them. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't feel good.
You wear a trench coat and a hat and sunglasses.
Right, yeah. Oh, Tropical. All right, man. We can move on, man. We got a question to dig into. You got that loaded question.
We have lawn submission.
Oh, yes, we do. Tropical. Some of our listeners found their nards, right? They checked their balls and they found that they had some.
So I've got four.
So we got four listeners with nads. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, eight sets of nards, is that what you're saying? Or eight nards?
Eight total? Nards, four sets, gotcha.
Yeah, four sets. So, I said, wife on the phone for 10 minutes when you're in the middle of something, but like the conversation is only for a minute and a half, but you're on the phone for 10 minutes. There's a lot of radio silence here. And then get mad when you say you have to go.
So what I'm envisioning is the call's made.
Yeah, you get a call from your wife.
Yep.
Hello.
You're on,
and want to be on the phone. It's for like 10 minutes that you're on the phone.
Okay.
But it's a minute and a half of conversation total.
That's the point.
Yeah. And it's like, well, I've got to go. Like, you try to cut it off, and they get mad at you.
What?
You're the bad guy.
Yeah, you're the bad guy. I like that. I'm with it. Whoever that is, I agree. I approve. Great job finding your nads. Kick your wife off the lawn.
One, he's a newlywed.
Okay. Oh.
Dishwasher loading.
Okay.
Is there a right or wrong way to load a dishwasher? Obviously, yes, there is a wrong way. He, you know, everybody, and that's the thing, every individual that I know has their own way of loading a dishwasher, especially if you've lived by yourself. Mm-hmm. Everybody I know has their style. Yours may match your wife's. Yours may match your parents, but everybody has their own methodology and style of how they like to load the dishwasher, what they do and how they do it.
Okay.
He had lived with himself, you know, they got married. And she's like, hey, can you do the dishes? Sure thing. You know, he's and only to do the dishes, she opens it up to take them out and says, you loaded these wrong. And has to reload them and do the dishes again. He's like, they're clean, but
yeah, I was gonna say, as long as they're clean when the cycle's over,
it doesn't matter you can't
load them wrong, right?
Right.
Yeah. And I know My wife has a particular way that she likes to load the dishwasher. I, on the other hand, don't care how it's loaded. Now, I've been corrected. Right? I've been corrected about why you got to put certain silverware in different spots or whatever it is. But still, in my head, as long as once the cycle's over, the dishes are clean, it doesn't matter. And I don't think there's necessarily a wrong way to do it. If you don't use a rack, maybe that'd probably be a wrong way to do it, but you can't really load it without the rack. So this young newlywed, yes, kick your new wife off the lawn. She needs to go.
So one was, when things bring me joy, I don't need them. But when she enjoys it, I have to endure. Whether it be television, hobbies. Like, if I enjoy it, you don't really need that. But if she enjoys it, it's like I need to be supportive.
Huh.
Embrace her hobbies.
Right. Like, why? Oh,
that's the double standard stuff, huh?
A little bit. A little bit. And I don't quite understand that either.
Yeah.
Like, you got hobbies, can have hobbies, right?
Yeah.
That's fine. I like different shows, watch different shows. Right? Like, my wife, she likes to macrame and watch, I don't know, I call it the jerk off show. What's the hand one? Handmade gimmick, right? Handmaid's Tale. Is that what it is?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. She likes to macrame and watch that show where they're jerking people off all the time. Me, I like to perform in indie wrestling and watch
and jerk wrestling off all the time. Oh, right.
So, like you just do, if you got different hobbies, different whatever, just, you know what it is? Just support your significant other. That's it. Just support the significant other. Man, I feel for this guy. What's his hobbies? What does he do?
Well, I didn't get into the specifics there.
Okay, gotcha.
I can find that out later. But it's one of those things like, you know, we collect our figs, collect memorabilia, things like that.
Yeah.
It means something to us.
Yep. Yeah.
My wife is fine with it. Right now, she definitely doesn't come in this room because of all these figs that are still here.
I would say she definitely doesn't come in a lot of rooms there, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Touché. Yeah, that's. You know what? You know, Kevin, we're back to you again. The last one, the guy said, true crime podcast. Do I need to say more?
Yes, do I need to say more?
I don't know. Like, and my wife enjoys them immensely.
Okay. Okay.
Like, they don't want to watch certain things because how it makes them feel and stuff, but they will listen to the most heinous stories of how people are butchered and mutilated and things on these true crime podcasts. And it's just
right.
Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. And so, sometimes you get worried too.
Yeah.
Because in the back of my mind, you're like, they're just figuring out who and how each person got away with it. Yep. Exactly. It's a criminal education podcast is what it is. And they're figuring out. And I feel get her off the lawn before you're buried in it, buddy. Before you're buried in it. I'm with it. Now, not bad. Not bad.
Yeah.
I'm, you know what I'm going to do here, Tropical 2? I'm going to keep this open. Right. I'm going to keep this open for every single episode. If you want to kick your wife off the lawn, you're always welcome to my lawn and we can kick your wife off the lawn anytime you want. You write in. We'll read them for you. We'll discuss them. We'll get things taken care of. Right. Because I like that we had a couple listeners. I like that we had a couple listeners find their nads and you know, check their balls, and they found out, yes, I got it in me to kick my wife off the lawn. I'm going to keep that open, Tropical. If it's okay with you.
Yeah.
Anytime anybody wants to submit kicking their wife off the lawn, kicking their husband, kicking their significant other off the lawn, we're open to it. It's a free forum. We'll read them on the show, Tropical. I like that. Way to go, guys. That's a big two-nard salute from me to you guys. I appreciate not being the only one here that's got the nads to kick his wife off the lawn. Tropical, we got to move on. Loaded question. What do you got in the hopper?
So I changed it. I had a different question, but as we were talking, I had one that I'd put down a couple nights ago, and I was like, yeah, we got to change it to this one because we were discussing Adam and his facial feature.
Yeah.
What's the best mustache in history? So I've watched, you know, since Val Kilmer's death, I've probably watched Tombstone like 3 times.
Yeah.
So, you know, you had some phenomenal mustaches, and like Sam Elliott is in contention for a phenomenal mustache. We're children of the 80s. Tom Selleck was a part of our.
Selleck's the one that comes to mind right away. Yeah.
Like you say mustache, Tom Selleck is right up there.
That's the one.
Rick Rude rocked a solid mustache there for a while.
Yeah, he didn't have a bad one. He just didn't have it for, you mean, when he started shaving or growing the beard out. So that's why it's not like burnt in my mind that he's a mustache.
But most of the, I mean, you think about it, most of that early run, like the WWF stuff, was the mustache. He just had the big hair and everything. Jake Roberts. I mean, I know we're singling in on wrestling. Right. Guys. Hulk Hogan. That's an iconic mustache.
Yeah, but he had the, it kind of came down. You know what I mean?
Well, it's a type of mustache. It's called a Fu Manchu.
Right. Okay. Boy. Most of me says, like, just right when you asked it.
Yeah.
Elliot and Selleck.
Yeah.
Were the two that came to mind right away. But it has to be, in my mind, Selleck. Because Selleck's mustache, like, when you say mustache, that's the person that comes to mind. Nobody else comes to mind first. It's him. So in my mind, if it's the first guy that comes to mind, it's him. It's got to be him. Now, if you're going on the wrestling vibe, if you're going to qualify a Fu Manchu, I don't really qualify a Fu Manchu as a full-on mustache.
Yeah.
On the wrestling side of things, I mean, Jake always rocked the stash. I don't remember him not rocking the stash. So I think Jake would probably be the tops in the wrestling world. What about Raleigh Fingers, man?
Yeah, that's a nice little touch. One Mean Gene Okerlund.
Ooh, good tug.
I just looked over here and I was like, oh, there's Mean Gene staring at me right now. That's a solid one. So here's the list. I just punched it in the old Google machine and the AI overview. The list of most, the greatest mustaches of all time. Just put it in there. Tom Selleck, Salvador Dali, Burt Reynolds, which is another top shelf, and Sam Elliott.
Okay. But my main man popped up first.
Well, in the list, yes. I have no arguments there.
Yeah. Yeah, that Selleck stash, man. That was powerful.
It's still. But he, so there was a movie, Folks, that he was in, and he didn't have the stash.
Really?
It was weird for me.
Yeah.
Like it was shaved.
I can't, in my mind, I can't even envision him without it.
Yeah.
That's when you know he's really onto something. If you can't see somebody without it, they it's important. It's impactful. Yeah, I like that, man.
I'll give Nick Offerman, that played Ron Swanson on Parks and Recreation, he's got a pretty solid one.
I've never watched Parks and Recreation.
The Ron Swanson character, there's Alex Trebek. They've got him on one of the lists.
Yeah, I could see that.
I read Charlie Chaplin and immediately went to that mustache style and thought, well, that's not a great mustache anymore. Guy kind of ruined it.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. But again, Chaplin is, he's synonymous with that stash.
Einstein, Mark Twain. There's you some others just
to
throw them out there. But I'm with you. Selleck.
Selleck's the, he is the stash, man.
It's Magnum.
Yeah. 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 That's easy. That was an easy question, Tropical.
But it's fun to discuss.
Yeah, it is. I just can't think of anybody else that I would even throw in there. I think Elliot and
of all time. I know the movie stashes, like, you know, the Tombstone movie, Kilmer, Kurt Russell, Sam Elliott, like they had some tremendous ones. I can't remember the actor that played Johnny Ringo and Curly Bob.
Tremendous
stashes, like all around. Yeah. Like they did some work there.
Were those real though? That's the thing I wonder.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Because who is the guy that plays Morgan? It's going to bother me now. Like his wasn't as great as the others. Like it was fine, but it wasn't just the great.
You know, Johnny B. Badd had a pretty solid stash too.
I knew you'd bring up Johnny B. Badd. I was just waiting for it, to be honest with you. I was just sitting here to see.
Well, I mean, he did. He had a very solid stash. You know, he kind of shied away from it later on, but. But in those early years, that Johnny B. Badd stash is pretty bad.
Powers Booth, that's the actor that played Curly Bill.
Yep, I got you.
Solid.
That ain't bad.
That's nice.
That's nice.
Let's see, it's Michael Bain, or I'm not sure how to pronounce it. It was Johnny Ringo. Has a nice one.
You know what? All of these gentlemen on this list, and even in this discussion, have in common, Tropical.
What's that?
There's not one Adam. All right, so yeah. Adam, clean it up, bud. Clean it up. Gotta get rid of it.
One of the most epic mustaches of all time. Just to shout him out here, Yosemite Sam.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that, but he does, man. And that mustache had power.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, good call. Good call, yeah. Tropical.
Fun times.
Yeah, good call. But it's a Selleck situation. Yeah, probably Selleck, Johnny B. Badd, Sam Elliott.
No, Sam Elliott's bad. You're not going to... Badd is not in the top five of mine.
Well, boy, I suppose we got to move on, Tropical. We have a mission to get to. Yeah, we have a mission. You got to get a timer up. I got to get our main men, their plugs here. When I say our main men, you know what I'm talking about. The J's. You follow them across social medias at J-A-N-D-J Figures. You got to go to their website, jjfigures.com. Man, they got the new stuff coming in. They got the old stuff they're bringing in. You can buy with confidence. They ship with care. They're collectors first. Nobody does what they do, Tropical. They are outstanding. You want to go to the website. You want to pre-order. You want to hop on the Whatnot, man. You got to get in those Whatnot streams. I haven't been able to get in the Whatnot streams. I've been kind of disappointed. I haven't been able to get in the Whatnot streams. Head in there. Have a good time. Bunch of welcoming people. Man, I've said it before. It's like Cheers when you show up in their Whatnot streams. Like, hey, so-and-so is here. It's fantastic. Love the Jays. JJFigures.com, J-A-N-D-J Figures across social media. Tropical, I'm ready.
Getting the timer. We are starting the clock now. So last time on episode 102, we finished up the original San Francisco Toymaker WCW figures. The 6.5 6.5 inch articulated. Thank goodness.
Horrible figures.
Yes. Overall, the line was not as disappointing as I thought it could have been, but we decided we're to 1999 in the yearbook, and lo and behold, original San Francisco Toymaker produced a line of figs, and it's kind of apropos, kind of kismet, good timing here that we do this, because we're covering Series 1 of the ECW original San Francisco Toymaker. Now, we're going to start... Well, I say it's kismet and everything because Sabu passed this past week. We lost another performer from our adolescence, our childhood. And he's the first one we're going to review here. Now, Sabu comes in the green trunks with the garbage can accessory. He's got the action of the arms. He's got the little plate in the back like that will shift the arms up and down, you know, kind of a melee attack, so to speak. The details are great in these figs. I feel like, and you and I talked as we were grading these ahead of the show, they stepped it up on these.
Yes.
They stepped it up a lot. The scars, everything about it. The only drawback I have on Sabu is the hair, the way it kind of bobs off at the side. And you've got strings that come down to his forehead, but not like down in the face.
Yeah.
Like I'd like either his face clear or have the stringy hair down to past his face.
Yeah. I love this line of figures. I think they did fantastic. I have all of this series one in my collection. Great fig. The scars, the detail there was fantastic. I love the pants. The arms don't actually move up and down.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like weird. It looks like they have that same action where you twist at the waist the there trunk. And they would, yep, at the trunk, you got to rotate the trunk. Yeah, but they don't actually do that. At least mine never has. But the look of this fig is fantastic.
Yeah, so we gave Sabu a B+. We're moving on to the Dougler here of Year of Duke and Rogue fame. Shane Douglas's character, his figure. They have two variants of this. We're grading the big head variant for scale purposes.
Right.
That was one of the things we discussed on this one. It's a solid fig. It comes with a red chair accessory. Got solid details and everything. He's a little too ripped for my liking on the Dougler.
Yeah.
And also the scale. And I'll let you take off from there because...
Yeah, it's very strange because when you have this fig next to the other figs in this line, this fig is scaled up for some reason. I'm not sure why because Dougler is not a big man. He just isn't. I've worked shows with him before. He's about as tall as I am, maybe a little bit taller, but not much. I mean, he's a thicker guy, but when you take this fig next to the other figs in the line, there is a decent size gap both in like the girth of the body and the height of the fig. So, and I don't know why they would scale him up. It just doesn't make sense to me. If you hadn't scaled him up, this, I think the grade would have been even more favorable than it is. I still think it's a good fig. It's a good representation of him. It is weird that they have the small head and the large head variant. Small head looks too small. The large head looks a little bit too large. Good detail on the tattoo, good detail on the trunks. And I do like that they put in that kind of the molding of the tassels on the boots as well. It's not a bad fig.
Yeah. So we gave it a B-. Next we've got Chris Candido. One of the tragic stories of wrestling ever. One of the things, he comes, it looks like the trash can lid there to whack somebody with. the one thing that I didn't care for, like they had the blue socks and everything, some of the details, the tights, the way that these sit on him. And there's certain things about the head that I was just kind of like, it could have been better on this guy.
Yeah, and the tights, he's got it just looks like a black diaper is what he's, it just looks like he's wearing a black diaper, which is very strange. I didn't, at first, when I started looking at the pictures on Wrestling Figure Database, the head doesn't look right, but the fig that I have, the head looks good. They have the tattoo there. They did a great job with the details on the tattoos on all these figs. But the head looks better on the fig that I have, so I'm thinking, we talked about this before, it's got to be a little quality control.
Yeah,
because it's not the only one that we're going to see this with. But overall, I like the fig. It's just that diaper is kind of strange.
So overall, we gave him the B-. Now, to consolidate time, we're going to do the next two together to save Kevin's favorite for last. We got two of the best figs the original San Francisco Toy Maker made in this line. That is the Taz and the RVD.
Yes.
The RVD, the details on this are insane. The 5 o'clock shadow, the details on the tights. Taz, the style of tights, the orange laces in the boots are just top shelf. And again, the quality control thing comes into question because we saw some that the faces weren't quite all the way there.
Right.
But yeah, two tremendous figs.
Yeah, both of them are just out of the park. Great detail on the singlet for RVD. Taz looks great. He is actually, it seems like he's a little bit scaled down in the line when I compare him to the rest of the figs in the line, but both of them are fantastic figs.
Well, we will get with 50 seconds to go. PJ, Kevin's buddy,
Yeah, my buddy.
Yeah, where's my money?
Yeah.
Just incredible. Now, the credible figs, again, a lot of the quality control questions came into effect with the faces. But he's got the ECW cutoff shirt with the jean shorts. A good representation of him.
Yeah.
Not a bad fig overall. I like the one I found that the face was a good representation on eBay. Fell very highly about.
Yeah.
Not the person. I think the fig.
Right, the fig, not the person. Yeah, I like this fig. I think the details really nice on it. I like the jeans. They really did good. San Francisco Toy Makers really did good by me as far as this representation of ECW stars. This fig itself, I think, was good. But again, when you start talking about quality control in the head, that's where the problem therein lies.
So we're at a B plus and overall an 88.3 average, and that is your 7-minute mission.
Boy, that is great. Did we get in time?
We're like 10 seconds over.
Oh, Tropical. Oh, Tropical. But hey, no, it, great line. It is a great line.
We tried to squeeze in 6 where we usually do 4.
Right. Yeah. That's a, oh boy. No, it is a fantastic line of figs, though. Anybody that's out there looking at, as far as the figs that we've graded, this is up there. This is a higher rating line. So I encourage anybody to check it out. And that is the 7-minute mission brought to you by J&J Figures. Again, across social media, J-A-N-D-J Figures, JJFigures.com. Go check them out. Get yourself some collector's coins. Get your pre-orders in, man. The J's are going to take care of you.
Yeah, I need to put a clock behind me so you can see it as well, like that I stream to it. Just so, because the one when I was like, okay, we're under 2 minutes. I need to combine Taz and RVD on right. The fly.
Yep. No, we still got there, man. Yeah. We still got there. Yeah.
Love it. It's fun. That's fun.
Now, Tropical, we have another new segment here, man.
Yeah.
Another new segment, and it is the hill that you're going to die on.
This is brought to you by J&J Figures as well, particularly Old J.
Okay. This segment's
Old J.
This segment's brought to you by Old J.
This specific one.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. I'm with you.
He totally agrees with what it's going to be.
So this is the hill that Tropical is going to die on today. Tropical, tell me about the hill that you're dying on.
Well, the one, you know, we talk a lot wrestling and a lot of things like that, fig collecting and stuff, and we have a good time. But one of the hills I'm willing to die on is Ricky Steamboat is kind of a glorified mid-carder. That's it. I mean, that's it. He's not the face. He's not gonna carry anything. Like sometimes they put the belt on a mid-carder.
Yeah,
it happens. He's not going to sustain it. He's a tremendous worker, a tremendous ambassador for wrestling. Yeah. Just sounds like a tremendous human being. He married one that he probably have a list of things for the lawn. You know. That one wife he had, I don't know if they're still married or not. I don't believe they are from, you know, just some of the things like discussions I hear on that. But, you know, regardless, he was no more than a mid-card guy, like a talented mid-carder at that. But no more than the mid-card to me. Like he took the belt off Macho. Yes, because they were about to strap the Rocket. How long did Steamboat hold that belt?
Boy, I don't know the exact timeline, but not long.
It was not long. They took it right off of him. You know, he beat Flair for the world title. They say that Flair says that that's some of his greatest matches of all time. Yes, not saying he's not a good worker. But he did not make anybody. He did not carry anything. Like, his great matches are with great talents. He did not take an Ultimate Warrior and make him shine to where that's not a half bad match.
Right. Yeah. And I think part of it that for me, Tropical, and usually, I mean, if I could poke holes, I'm going to poke holes in it.
Yeah.
But on this one, I don't know that I can poke holes in it. I think that he is akin to, Tito Santana with more fanfare. It is one
and
of those
less
where,
mic skills. Tito Santana with less mic skills.
That's one of the points I was going to make is he doesn't have charisma. He's never had a great deal of charisma. Now there's a touch in there. There's a touch of charisma, but not enough to carry. You know what I mean? Like, just not enough to carry to make you really invest in Ricky himself. One-time IC champion. One-time IC champion in the big shows. I think he had one-time NWA World Heavyweight Champion. Two-time Mid-Atlantic Heavyweight Champion. Four-time U.S. champion. But, like, these are upper mid-card titles. You know what I mean? That's the upper mid-card area. So, very much, in my mind, near a Tito Santana. He didn't stay long enough either anywhere to really grab onto him either. So, I would love to poke holes in this, and I'd love to kill you on your hill. But with this one, Tropico, I don't know that I can, man, because a lot of what you're saying here, I agree with. And I think when you said he didn't make anybody, I kind of agree with that. When you say his best matches are with the top talent, I agree with that. So
he's the opposite of Michael P.S. Hayes.
Go on.
Michael P.S. Hayes could fill that arena on this microphone.
Yes.
Just talking, and then the bell rang.
Yeah. Well, there is that.
Steamboat, you had to see him to get the fanfare behind it. So it's like the opposite. If you could combine Steamboat's abilities and talents in the ring, because again, not saying he was not a talented wrestler, but where he falls in the pantheon of wrestling history is a mid-carder.
Yeah. Yeah.
P.S. Hayes, if you could combine those mic skills with that talent, you got Ric Flair.
I mean, right. Yeah. And it's funny too, because I was just listening to some Scott Hall interviews.
Yeah.
And Scott Hall fancied himself as his generation's Tito Santana. Right? He's always going to kind of be that last gatekeeper before the guy gets to go to the title spot. You know what I mean? He's going to be that last spot is you're working with Scott, you're working with Razor, and after that, you get to kind of move on or you start moving down. And so he fancied himself as that spot, that guy, that his generation's Tito. Now, Ricky never got to be that person. He never got to be that guy where when you get to Ricky, you either go up or you go down. So he's almost less than a Tito in that, you know what I mean? In that, if you're looking at it from that standpoint, from that logic, he's less than Razor. And I actually have no problem saying that Ricky is less than Scott, no issues with that at all. Cause he never got to be that upper mid card staple. You know what I mean? He wasn't even to that point. And again, Ricky seems great. Seems like a great guy. Seems like he's made some poor marriage decisions. Yeah. Seems like
we have. Hey, guys do that from time to time. Not Kevin.
No, sir.
Made a great one. I made a great one the second time.
Right. Sometimes it takes guys twice. Sometimes guys hit it out of the park on the first pitch. But like Ricky never made it to that spot where he could be the gatekeeper. And when you don't get to that spot to be the gatekeeper and you lack the type of the charisma to hold your spot there, I'm with you, Tropical. I'm 100% with you, man.
Yeah, it's one of those things that there's a lot of debates, and I know we have fun with old Jay on this. That's why I said he brought this one himself, just specifically. But, I mean, when you look at the things, yes, he's talented.
Yeah.
But he's not that.
All right.
All I could think of when you were saying Tito Santana and I was dying inside trying not to laugh outside was Bobby Heenan. Hey, that's his sister, Tito's sister, Reba McEntire.
Well, and like in my mind too, Tropico, you start really dicing it up. I don't even know if Steamboat is Martel.
See, that was one of the questions I was about to ask you as I'm looking here at Rick beside my computer of, Rick in the AWA was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I don't think he was in the land of the giants. So I don't think Vince saw it fully.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one of the smoothest. My dad will still talk about that wrestling show we went to when Rick Martel's 6 feet off the air, flat in the air, delivering a drop kick perfectly.
Yeah.
Just amazing talent and everything, had the mic skills.
Yep. That's a big part of it. That's a big part of it. And sometimes, Tropical, sometimes, and I don't ever remember Ricky working heel ever.
Yeah.
And I don't know that he could, because to work heel, you do need some mic skills.
Yeah.
Now, to work as a successful face, you need mic skills.
Right.
But you're going to have to talk one way or the other sooner or later to get people to invest in you. Mm-hmm. And it's much easier to be a face without the mic skills. And again, I don't think I don't ever remember seeing Ricky work heel. So,
right.
And again, seems like a nice guy. I don't think he's even Martel level. I really don't as a total package. Now, are they neck and neck as far as in ring? Sure.
Yeah,
sure. You could say they're neck and neck in ring, but I'll take Martel over Steamboat. I'll take Tito over Steamboat. I'll take Razor over Steamboat.
And love him or hate him, like, everybody wants to point to Steamboat got that great match with Jericho. And I'm like, okay, watch it again. I said, for a man of his age, yes, that's a great match. Look at his dance partner.
Yep. Yep.
It's like, love or hate what Jericho's doing right now, there's no denying Jericho's history and Jericho's ability in that square circle. So
100%. 100%.
But anyway. Okay.
That's a good hill. That's a good hill, man. And again, I wish I could have slaughtered you on it. This one, yeah. I can't slaughter you atop this hill, man. This is a good hill to die on. And my hat's off to you. Sorry, old Jay. It's the way it is. It's just the way it is, man. Realistically, though, Tropical, when you really do start thinking about it, because you're with me, you'd take Martel over Steamboat.
Yes. Yes.
If you're running a company and you're putting together your roster and you're going, you can have this guy or this guy, you're taking Scott over Ricky.
You want me to give you a better Intercontinental Champion to set you a standard right here?
Let's yeah. Hit this please up. Do.
Santino Marella.
You're taking Santino Marella over Ricky.
Well, I mean, like, as far as the... Everybody wants to, the measuring stick is either that NWA championship or he took the belt off of Macho.
Right.
Santino was a far superior Intercontinental champion.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And Santino could go in the ring, but that was not his character. You know what I mean? That was not who he was supposed to be.
I can watch Santino videos on the mic.
Yes.
All day, every day.
100%.
Rodney the Piper.
Rodney the Piper. Yeah, I like it, man. I like it. Yeah, you can die on that hill, and I'm happy to stand next to you on this one, Tropical. I'm happy to stand next to you, because even, like they say, just the more you start kind of like dissecting and picking apart Ricky Steamboat, the more you start going, okay, well, he was a good hand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He probably would have been a great, what do they call it, continental champion for AEW.
Right? Yeah.
He would have fit in just fine. But that's just, that doesn't work, man. You're right, Tropical. You're right. Ricky, the mid-Carter Steamboat, I'm with you.
Old Jay's going to love that.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for him to hear this.
The Ricky, the dragging the audience down Steamboat. Might have been piling on with that one.
Yeah, well. I mean, Summer of Reach, again, I think he's a tremendous worker, just not.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need workers. You need good hands.
Of course you do.
Yeah. Bobby Eaton, good hand.
Good hand, yeah. Yeah. But definitely a mid-card guy.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Good job, Tropical. I like it. Good hill. No. What do we got? We got you're out there hunting, you're looking for things to put on your wall, Tropical. What do you got for trophies?
So I did get a few trophies. I got you one.
All right.
Because I keep finding new stuff. The good old Ultimate Edition Great Muda happened to be on the shelf there, and I was thinking, I was like, Kevin, I'm pretty sure when we talked last, Kevin said that's the one he's looking for.
Yeah.
So I text you the picture real quick. I said, I'm just going to call him. Like, as soon as I hit send, like, I'm just calling just to make sure. But I hit up one of the Jay's streams since the last time we were on. Well, I should say it arrived since the last time we were on, and I got a Ring Giants.
Whoa. Jeez. Undertaker.
Yeah.
That ain't bad.
It's tremendous. I'm thinking about moving my Undertakers to a different display. Like, I'm redoing a lot of this office while I'm going through this stuff of Travis's.
Yeah.
And I need a place to properly display take with this guy, because that thing's tremendous.
That is good.
The details
man.
Are great. And then the last trophy for the week, I ordered the AEW, the Trios, the House of Black 3-pack from the Jazzwares Vault. That Brody King may be the best figure that AEW has produced through Jazzwares.
Wow. High praise.
I like a lot of these. And again, you have some forgiveness, but they nail the tattoos. So he's covered up. But the mask, like the details on the mask, the details, like the second head, I'll show Kevin here. Like, nice. It's just the paint and everything. Like, there's so many little things that they did well on all three of these guys. Just a tremendous job. It's a shame that you couldn't make it work with Malachi.
Alistair.
Yeah.
Alistair Mr. Black. Man. Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't know how to figure it out. He's a tremendous in-ring talent. I hope they do some great storytelling with him. But yeah, it was light, but not a bad week. You know, OG had the birthday party, so we've been toy shopping, just not for dad.
Gotcha. It's disappointing, man. Yeah, it's disappointing. Tropical, remind me, the stinger that you're looking for, white tights?
Yep.
I got you.
I got you,
Tropical.
Haven't seen that anywhere.
Yep, no, I got you. It's right over there.
The Blade Runner as well. Like, that one's very much a stem, but
okay.
Like, there's the Chase or the rare variant, the 1 of 3,000 is Blade Runner Sting. Like,
gotcha. Okay, that's not this one. It's the white tights luminaries.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yep, I got you. I also yesterday Tropical was kind of fun, man. I stopped in. I was able to pick up. I wasn't necessarily looking for him, but then I saw it and I was like, yeah, I kind of got to pick this up. I think it's I don't know. I want to say it's Greatest Hits. I'm not 100%. The line is Steve, CM Punk, and Logan Paul.
Yeah,
like the Netflix packaging. Steve's got the cooler and the beers. Yeah. I grabbed that. Like, I kept on looking at it, and I had that, and I had Punk in my hand. So I was like, I could go for another Punk. I could use some more Punk in my collection. I'm a big fan of Punks. And I was like, I don't know. And I looked at my wife. I said, which one? She goes, just get them both. I said, yeah, just get them both.
Grand slam.
Yeah. So, but even better, Tropical, was that was at one of the locals. We went across the street into another local. And I found one that I had given up on, Tropical. I didn't think I was ever going to see it, right? Never came across it. Didn't think it was going to happen. Thought, that fig boy, I'd love to have it. It's never going to happen. You know what I came across, Tropical? WCW champion Ron Simmons.
Nice.
Yes. Yes. I saw that and I went, no way. Because I thought that was long gone, Tropical. I thought that was old news. I thought that had come, that it hit stores, that had left stores, and I was never going to see it. And I had made my peace. You know, sometimes you just make your peace. You just go, I'm never going to get it, and it's okay. I'm just going to move on with my day. Found that one, Tropical, in the wild. I went, oh, this is perfect. I need this. This goes in the cart. Yeah, so that was a good, solid hunting. A couple of figs for me, a little stinger for you. That's a good day altogether, I think. Yeah, it's a good hunt. Good hunt.
It's called winning at life.
Yeah. Right there. Yeah. It was big time. Yeah. Especially right after I had my dessert shrimp at Rancho Loco. Yeah. Right. What a great Friday.
Maybe
for me.
You should get
man.
The dessert shrimp more often.
Maybe I should. That's probably a good idea. Maybe I'll get that for dinner tonight. And see if I can convince Molly to go back to back days. She probably would. We'll see. Anyways, Tropical, before we put a pin in this one, man, anything else you want to touch on? Any airing of grievances?
I just will plug the socials on Twitter. Okay. You can find us at Tots Pod. You can find our main channel page at GBW Pods. You can find the sister show, the Year of Duke and Rogue podcast, who are currently covering WrestleMania 11 to 12. Should be a fun time. The WrestleMania 11 is over. You've dodged the bullet. If you haven't picked up yet, you can join in on the fun now.
Yes. And we're having a lot of fun. We're having a lot of fun with
they're this. Covering King of the Ring. Spoiler alert, Kevin's going to just be like gaga over Sabio.
What do you want me to do? Cut it beneath, off?
Who is beneath Ricky Steamboat in my book? But that's. There you go, buddy. He is beneath Ricky in my book. I'm just saying. It's my book.
Your book sucks.
But the Year of Duke and Rogue, you can find them at Year of Pod on Twitter. You can find our channel page on Instagram at GBW Pods. You can find us on Facebook. Just search Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast. And ProWrestlingTees.com/GorillaBrains. You can get our four designs that we've got up on the t-shirt side if you want to represent. I am looking at ordering stickers, so I will put a thing out there for people to, hey, if you send me your address, I'll try to send you some stickers. Once I get those in, haven't ordered them yet, but once I get those in, that's one of the goals in the next couple of months that I want to do just to get them out there. We're going to have some, the first ever Year of Duke and Rogue stickers.
Ooh, hey, I mean, I like that.
Yeah.
That sounds like
a good time. But again, just shout out our people, Ted, Big Daddy,
MF for
Big
Ted,
Big Daddy, and Manny, you know, our men in North Carolina there. Appreciate you fellas. The infamous John Klintzman, I do appreciate him. He is still crushing it. Like he finished the 75 hard workout thing. And I think he's jumping on like to do another round. Like he's really focusing in on health and changing and stuff. So good for you, brother.
Yeah. Attaboy, Johnny C.
The Jays, I give old Jay crap, but man, I appreciate you guys. You have no idea, you know, what y'all bring to the FIG community. Appreciate that. Dougie Nunya, he and I were talking before we hopped on to record and stuff, just about some different things that, appreciate that guy, man. Just, anybody that makes the wrestling figure community great, you know, I appreciate you guys, but like Dougie's one of those that he's really special. So.
Yeah, I got, one I want to say, Tropical, I want to shout out a friend out on the, in the internet land there. And that is, Pop Culture Reflections Podcast. You can follow them at Pop Cult Ref Pod. That's Pop Cult Ref Pod. They sent out a very, very, very kind tweet the other day. It said, "No show breaks down pro wrestling better and with more entertainment than Year of Pod, man." And they've been following the show, man. And I appreciate them. They have a pretty interesting podcast themselves. I would recommend taking the time to listen to what they're doing over there. Now, Tropical, every Monday night you can catch me on the Wizards with my guys, Double T, Tony with the Y, the Brunda Fly, and KJG. That's at live every Monday night, 6 Central, 7 Eastern. I don't know if I'm anything else, Tropical. Is there anything else I usually... I feel like I'm missing something. Am I missing something, Tropical? I feel like
usually
I'm missing something.
There's like a random one, but it's...
Yeah.
You got
nothing
you
else,
that first.
Yeah, I just really appreciate the support from that Pop Culture Reflections podcast, man.
Yeah.
Good stuff over there. Good stuff. Anytime I can support those who support us, I'm going to try and do so. So with that, Tropical, I suppose we'll wrap this up then, right? We'll wrap it up. We'll double bag it like we did in college. So with that, everybody, take care of one another. Be good to one another. Support one another. Thank you very much, everybody.